Time now for StoryCorps. In 2015, Jennifer Sumner brought her 12-year-old child, Kaysen Ford, to StoryCorps in Birmingham, Alabama, to talk about life.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a martial artist. I play the stand-up bass. I am learning how to play the guitar, and I am transgender.
Kaysen is now 18 and a newly minted high school graduate. This week, they came back to StoryCorps to mark the occasion and to reflect on their first conversation 6 years ago.
I remember trying not to cry because we were opening up to each other. And I remember how I was shocked that you remembered the exact day and time that you got boys' underwear.
I think the happiest moment in my life would probably be January 16th, 2015, 8:45 p.m. You bought me boxer pants.
I remember the moment. I remember being like, woo! And then like looking back and being like, oh, I told everyone what time I got underwear.
In what ways do you feel that you've changed the most since that interview?
I've definitely become more mature. That's bound to happen when you go from 12 to almost 19. And now I'm graduating and planning for life and stuff. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, boy. I am excited for your future. I sometimes want you to be a little baby again so I can just hold you and rock you. But I'm very glad that you have reached some milestones that, to be quite honest, I was afraid we weren't going to reach. Mm-hmm. You weren't going to reach.
Like, what type of milestones?
You had suicidal ideation. There were times that I wasn't sure how school was going to go because you were so depressed. You were up against so many challenges, and yet you stood strong, and you were still brave.
I didn't really get a choice. I kind of had to be.
Yeah, and you did it.
Yeah, I graduated.
I'm going to cry.
You're going to cry? I think one thing that's really, like, sad is that media tends to focus around queer tragedy. And I think that's why parents have such a hard time accepting. And like, yeah, that stuff is real and it happens. But another real thing is being queer and happy. Like, that is normal. That is the expectation you should hold yourself to. Being happy is not in spite of being queer. It is a part of it.
That's Kaysen Ford with their mother, Jennifer Sumner, for StoryCorps in Birmingham, Alabama. Their story will be archived at the Library of Congress.